بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولئن أرسلنا ريحا فرأوه مصفرا لظلوا من بعده يكفرون.
Verse number 51. If we were to send upon their farms and crops a wind which would spoil them, and they were to then see their crops yellow in color, after they had previously been green, they would then begin to show ingratitude to the numerous other bounties of Allah they were given before that.
فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ.
Verse number 52. So just as you are incapable of making the dead and deaf hear, after they have distanced themselves from you to emphasize their inability to hear you, likewise, you cannot guide those who are similar to them if they turn away and do not benefit.
وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ إِن تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 53. You are not able to guide those who have deviated from the straight path onto treading the right path. Neither are you able to make anyone hear something beneficial to them, except those who believe in my verses, because only they are the ones who will benefit from whatever you say. They are the ones submissive and accepting of my command.
Allah, الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير.
Verse number 54. O people, Allah is the one who created you from a despised fluid, then He gave you the strength of manhood after the weakness of childhood, then gave you the weakness of old age after the strength of manhood. Allah creates whatever He wishes, i.e., strength and weakness. He is He, knower of everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. The capable, nothing is beyond His power and ability.
ويوم تقوم الساعة يقسم المجرمون ما لبثوا غير ساعة كذلك كانوا يؤفكون.
Verse number 55. On the day of judgment shall occur, the criminals will swear that had not been in their graves except a very short period of time. Likewise, they were deluded in the world by denying the truth.
وقال الذين أوتوا العلم والإيمان لقد لبثتم في كتاب الله إلى يوم البعث فهذا يوم البعث ولكنكم كنتم لا تعلمون.
Verse number 56. Those prophets and angels, to whom Allah has granted knowledge, will say, "You remained for as long as Allah decreed, according to His infinite knowledge, until the day of your resurrection, which you would deny. But you did not know that the resurrection was a reality, and so you rejected it."
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ.
Verse number 57. So on the day when Allah shall resurrect all creations to give account and be requited, all the excuses the wrongdoers made up will not benefit them, and it will not be asked of them to now please Allah by repenting. because of the time for it having expired.
وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُبْطِلُونَ.
Verse number 58. And verily, taking the people into consideration, I have mentioned every type of example for them in this Qur'an, so that the truth becomes clearly distinguished for them from the falsehood. O Messenger, if you were to bring to them a clear proof of your truthfulness, those who disbelieve in Allah would say, you only bring futile things.
كذلك يطبع الله على قلوب الذين لا يعلمون.
Verse number 59. Allah seals and misguides the hearts of those who purposely reject the signs you bring them. Likewise, Allah seals the heart of every disbeliever of the truth.
فاصبر إن وعد الله حق ولا يستخفنك الذين لا يوقنون.
Verse number 60. O Messenger, bear patience on the rejection of your people of you. Indeed, Allah's promise to you of help and establishment no doubt remains. Let not those who do not believe they are going to be resurrected lead you to become hasty and impatient. Beneficial points. 1. The disbelievers despair of the mercy of Allah when a trial comes upon them. 2. Placing guidance in the hearts is in Allah's hands alone, not in the hands of the Messenger, peace be upon him. 3. The stages of life are lessons for those who take heed. 4. Sins are the cause of hearts becoming sealed. Surah Luqman. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis on the point of following the wisdom of Allah in the Quran and mention of the story of Luqman as an example.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Alif Lam Mim. The discussion on similar letters has already passed at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah.
تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم.
Verse number 2. O Messenger, these verses that have been revealed to you are verses of the book full of wisdom.
هدى ورحمة للمحسنين.
Verse number 3. It is guidance and mercy for those who do good by fulfilling the rights of their Lord and His servants.
الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون.
Verse number 4. Those who perform prayer in the most complete manner and give zakah of their wealth, and they are convinced of the resurrection, account and reward in the afterlife.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Verse number 5. Those who possess those characteristics are upon guidance from their Lord, and it is they who are successful by gaining whatever they seek and being distanced from what they fear. After Allah mentioned the qualities of those who do good, He mentions the traits of the evildoers.
ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين.
Verse number 6. There are people, like An-Nadr ibn al-Harith, who take up stories to distract people away from the religion of Allah inconspicuously, and take the verses of Allah as a joke, mocking them. Those who possess these characteristics have a humiliating punishment awaiting them in the afterlife.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّى مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَن لَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
Verse number 7. When you read my verses to him, he turns away in arrogance, as if he has not heard them, as if his ears are deaf to sounds. So, O Messenger, warn him of a painful punishment which awaits him.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ.
Verse number 8. Indeed, those who have faith and do good deeds will have gardens of bounties, in which they shall live in luxury among everything Allah has prepared for them.
خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Verse number 9. They will remain therein. Allah has promised that to them, a true promise in which there is no doubt. He is the Almighty, who no one can overcome, the wise in his creation, decree, and legislation.
خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم.
Verse number 10. Allah, may He be glorified, created the heavens, which are raised without any pillars, pitched mountains on earth firmly, so that they do not shake with you, dispersed animals over the earth, and sent down rainfall from the sky, causing the earth to grow all kinds of delightful plants, from which both the humans and animals benefit.
هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين.
Verse number 11. O idolaters, the aforementioned is all the creation of Allah. So show me what those you worship other than Allah have created. Rather, the wrongdoers are in clear deviance from the truth, because they attribute such objects to Allah that cannot create anything, but are themselves created. Beneficial points. 1. Obedience to Allah leads to success in the world and the afterlife. 2. All speech and action that prevents from the straight path is forbidden. 3. Arrogance prevents following the truth. 4. Creation is an attribute solely belonging to Allah. He challenges the idolaters to show what their deities, Allahs, have created.